We're back with more of the money on QR Calgary. And when you are supporting your significant other or a loved one for an illness that they have, sometimes you lose your freedom. Mm-hmm. You lose confidence. You're trying to manage everything that's going on more than just the finances. It becomes a big problem. And, mm-hmm. and Rob, you were chatting with me before the show about this topic specifically when it came to a client and, mm-hmm. and her husband. Paint the picture of what the situation was without naming any names, of course.
Yep.
So people have an understanding of why, what they have to think about if they ever need to go through the situation of supporting a loved one and they're the supporter, not the one being supported.
Yeah, and I'll go into specifics on this. So this is a client couple. They live on an acreage outside of Calgary. We've been working with them for years, and the sickness has advanced.
Okay.
This is called Lewy body dementia. It's the worst of Parkinism.
Okay.
And Alzheimer's at the same time.
Gotcha.
Right. And a lot of the tasks have been put on the wife.
So the husband has the dementia.
Husband has dementia.
Wife right. is now the supporting partner.
Supporting partner on all of the pink jobs and the blue jobs, as we call them.
Yeah.
Right. And so they live on a large acreage. The specifics on this and where she became overwhelmed.
Gotcha.
Was cutting the grass. They have 6 acres of manicured property, and Damn. She is doing it all herself.
Wow.
And so the questions that came out, questions I was asking her are, financially, you can do this. Right. So we went back and forth because she's very overwhelmed.
Sorry. Financially, you can do what?
She can get someone to cut her grass for her, clean the house, do all these things.
Because she was concerned about something?
She, the overwhelmness caused her to be time. It was a time concern. I want to spend more time with my husband and try and do care for him. It's been putting a lot of duties on me to do everything else.
Right.
Funny, through the conversation, I said, you can afford to get someone. Why don't you do that? And she finally came out and said, you know what? That's where actually I get a little bit of freedom in my own time, is when I'm on that ride on lawnmower, cutting the grass.
It's your sense of Zen or peace.
Zen or peace.
Right. And so this happens a lot. It's some people call it an overload of work, overextension. They put everything on their plate. And you kind of alluded to it earlier. When you go through a health bucket process with us, one of the things is, of course, what's the financial situation look like for the quality of care that you want? Okay, so we can do the math on that and we can kind of structure that. But what people forget is, if I am responsible for certain tasks in and around the home and I become ill, and I can't do those tasks, then who is going to do all those tasks? And it goes to, from, let's talk about maintenance in the house, putting up the Christmas tree, cleaning the eavesdrops, manicuring the lawn, taking care of the pets. All these things that you have to do gets shifted. And it's usually not a warning. Within 6 months, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So start preparing. It's surprise, starting tomorrow, Faisal's wife has to do all these tasks, and she's going, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
I don't, that's too much. And now you get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your confidence at points, your sense of freedom. You're doing tasks just to, in the spirit of support.
Well, it's an interesting conversation, because the emotional factor that came with this couple and many others is that it's not financial. It wasn't financial. Right. So it was more going down that list of things that she had was now on her plate, and saying, what do you actually enjoy? Because the other piece that came from this conversation of people caring in the home, right? And there's a lot of aging community, people that do not want invasion of privacy, and a lot of people coming in. So that puts an extra burden, right? So we just had these conversations of programs that can help with that.
Correct. And so what someone needs to do as they start thinking about aging and the issues that can come up. Most people will look at their family history and say, I don't want that to happen to me. And that's where that trigger comes into play, or they're faced with it like this couple is. Write down every single task that needs to be done. who was responsible or who is responsible for those tasks. And then make a second part. Think of this as like a spreadsheet or a big Word document or what have you, where you have partner number one's tasks, partner number two's tasks. And if that person can no longer do it, does it get shifted over to the other partner or do you outsource that? And here's what I suggest to people who have the financial capacity to pay for some things. I suggest outsource all the stuff you don't like to do. Let me give you an example. Rob, I hate cleaning toilets. Mm-hmm. God forbid my wife ends up in a situation where she can't care for herself. Not saying that she does toilets either. That's not the point. The point is neither of us like to do toilets. So we've outsourced that responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's going to continue to be outsourced. There's going to be a bunch of tasks that she does that I ain't going to touch. Nah. Just it's not my expertise. I don't enjoy it. So why would I put the stress on me to do it when I can outsource it if I have the financial means? In order to understand if you have the financial means, you have to go through the financial planning process to determine, okay, here's a change in our situation. The minute someone gets sick, where it's long-term or terminal, it's a material change in your life.
And putting that into reality, right, is that, yes, you can put it on a list. Sometimes it's a dynamic situation where you go through, and this is what we suggest for clients.
Correct.
Right? Go through this for a month, right? Sometimes it, you know.
Yeah, you need some time to put it to trial.
And figure it out. It's going to help your list.
Correct. And come back and say, okay, these are the things I like to do or don't want to do. Here's what we're thinking of. Want to outsource this, kind of like get some estimates. Come back to us and we'll crunch the numbers and see, okay, is it possible? Is there a tax efficient way? Most people think all these tasks I had to do, I'm going to outsource, I got to pay for it. Not necessarily.
It's true.
There might be programs out there. There might be a tax efficient way of doing it. So then you're using your tax money you would have normally paid. You could save on that tax and use that towards the program, the services that you require. Like, it's not just take out of my investments to pay for this. It's not that simple.
And the biggest place from experience, I would say, to start is just start a conversation. It can be with family. It can be with your trusted advisors. Because we've been through this with many people. We know that there is services out there that as soon as you're overwhelmed, there's a block on, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to look at.
Correct. And we put you through the process, the health bucket process. So this is the kind of things that people are feeling. We always talk about how the individual who's going through dementia or a terminal illness or some sickness, what they're going to need for support. But we rarely talk about what the person who's giving support needs. Mm-hmm. And if you need that peace, that sense of freedom, the confidence, sometimes just putting everything in a structure will give you the approach to give you that sense of control. And sometimes that control gives you the freedom and the peace that you're looking for as you go through some of the most challenging parts within your family. It's unbelievable how many times people don't take a step back and just come to their trusted advisor. And in our case, it would be us, about the health bucket. Yeah. Here's the material change in my family. Help. And we're there. And those are the kind of things that we can talk about. And we're going to talk about this at our upcoming seminar.
You got to join us for the next one. This will be on Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Thank you for joining us on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And we'll see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.